You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Susanna Hands, who has been both a franchisee, a franchisor, and is now a franchise recruitment specialist. She represents the Franchise Institute, who is one of Australia's most experienced franchise companies. Susanna, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. How are you?
Doing great, and good to have you with us once again, Susanna. So for starters, get into a little bit about the franchise market in Australia to kind of set the tone here today.
Sure. So let me run through some statistics. Currently, there are 1,120 business format franchisor in Australia. There is an estimated 79,000 franchise units operating with more than 470,000 people employed directly in the franchise system. Sales turnover for the entire franchising sector was estimated at $146 billion, with sales turnover for business format franchises estimated at $66.5 billion. Can you believe that's 90% of franchise brands originated in Australia, with a third of franchisors that have entered into international markets?
And why do you think franchising is such a sought-after model for business growth?
This is a result of the franchise sector having a recipe for success that works in all economic environments. The four key ingredients are a proven and replicable business model, comprehensive operational and marketing support, owner operators who have a vested interest in marketing their business and a success.
And taking that even further, what's the advantage of franchising your business over opening more corporately owned units?
Yeah, for the business owners, there are three main advantages that franchising has over opening more corporate units or owned units. Firstly, access to capital in the form of franchise fee and fit-out costs. That enables them to expand their business into locations that they may not otherwise have the resources for. Secondly, it provides a network of motivated owner-operators who have an incentive to make their business a success. And thirdly, it helps to build the brand name and the business as it expands across a number of locations.
Today, we are joined by Susanna Hands, a franchise recruitment specialist representing the Franchise Institute, who is one of Australia's most experienced franchise companies, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. If you would, get into why do people even want to buy a franchise?
Yeah, sure. So contrary to popular beliefs, franchisees are not primarily motivated by profitability or ROI, which is return on investment. That's not to say that they don't want to earn a decent income. They absolutely do. But the primary reason most franchisees buy a franchise is because they are looking for a business opportunity that has the potential, but are also at a low risk or a lesser risk. What lower risk really means is that the franchisee is looking to become a business owner, but wants to do so in a way that makes them feel secure or certain. This is why they are prepared to pay an upfront fee in exchange for the right to use the name, the business name, experience and know-how. They want to be trained or hand-held by some people saying that, and by somebody already doing the job, that they take comfort into knowing that they will have an ongoing support from the franchisor.
And Susanna, you've been involved in franchising businesses for a while. What do you look for when determining if a business is franchisable?
Well, franchising is a system based on replication. So first and foremost, the business has to be able to be replicated by other people. So generally speaking, simple businesses are easy to franchise than highly specialized and complex businesses. We also look for a good track record because this is what franchisees are looking for. There has to be ongoing demand for the business, which means we steer clear from fad businesses that come and go quickly. Obviously, profitability is always good. However, having said that, approximately 20% of franchise businesses open as a franchisee from day one, which means they wouldn't have a track record or a good track record on profitability. Yet another 10% franchise within the first year of operation. So franchising without some of the above is possible, provided the business owner has enough knowledge and capital to really make the business successful in its first few years of operating.
Now, as we've mentioned, you also recruit for franchise businesses. What are you looking for in an ideal franchisee?
Yeah, look, it's very interesting. We've been doing this for a few years now, but we are looking for someone who is able to represent the brand in the way that you yourself would. This is that the franchisee must be excited by what the brand represents and translate this passion and enthusiasm to the customers. The long-term profitability of the franchisee businesses and the goodwill of the franchise brand depends on the franchise building a base of loyal, satisfied customers. So the prospective franchisee needs to be able to engage with the public and lead by example on how they deliver on the brand promise. So the franchise needs to be a team player and therefore happy to participate constructively in the franchise network, attending meetings and engaging with other franchisees and the franchisor team. They need to be prepared to give up some of their freedom to enjoy the benefits of being part of the group, the ability to follow the system and operate that business according to the franchise blueprint. Franchisees are not and should not be true entrepreneurs. While they do own their own business as part of the franchise network, they must follow the business system that has been developed. If they start to make changes on how the business operates or decide to take shortcuts or source products from other suppliers, etc., they risk the collapse of the whole business system.
Susanna, great information here today. Really appreciate that. Before you go, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaway, a final word or a final tip for the listeners today along the lines of our conversation?
Yeah, just that, people sort of get a bit funny or get a bit nervous about getting into a franchise system, but it is proven fact that 80% of franchise, being in a franchise system is, 80% more successful than 20% of those who start a business from scratch. So, give it a shot, have a look, and look at what they have to offer.
Well, I'm a big fan of franchising, and really good to have you, Susanna, to touch base on the advantages of owning a franchise and getting into franchising as a franchisee. Thanks so much. Where can listeners get further information on the Franchise Institute and how could one reach out?
So if you wish to get in contact with us, just email us on info@thefranchiseinstitute.com.au or get onto our website at www.thefranchiseinstitute.com.au.
Good enough. Well, Susanna, again, thanks so much for taking the time to join us, and all the success to you, and look forward to our next conversation right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a great day.
Thank you very much for having me.
And you're most welcome. We've been speaking with Susanna Hands, a franchise recruitment specialist representing the Franchise Institute, who is one of Australia's most experienced franchise companies. And for more information, simply visit thefranchiseinstitute.com.au. And this is Eric Dye. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.